Who you ask is selling you the virus and the narrative. The ones that are unlawfully looking to take control of your lives. The same foxes that are guarding the chicken coop. Let me explain. We now know that the head of the WHO, the World Health Organization, Tedros Ghebreyesus, is the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, influenced director general of WHO. Yet, he isn't even a trained medical doctor. Furthermore, he is also a member of the Marxist-Leninist Ethiopian political party known as Tigray People's Liberation Front, otherwise known as TPLF, which ruled Ethiopia for the last 27 years and some have listed as a perpetrator of terrorism. We know that Dr. David Nabarro, the WHO's special envoy on COVID-19, tells Andrew Neil, "We really do appeal to all world leaders, stop using lockdown as your primary control method." This all in the face of the CDC's statistics changing time and time again. Maybe this is the reason that Jason Jones, after he found that the mainstream media and their useful idiots were out propagandizing lies and driving fear of the virus and lying about the numbers of people showing up at a Hawaiian clinic. While the mainstream media was broadcasting long lines awaiting their vaccinations and in hopes of finding an empty hospital bed, only to find for himself what the big ado was all about. There he found not a single person. Friends, not a single person.
I don't blame this poor woman. Her CEO should be in prison for taking our money and lying about lines. Okay, there are no lies, sir. I just want to know why Urgent Care doesn't want me to document. They're lying on the news about being overwhelmed with lines and testing all these people. They're taking state money and they're not testing anyone. I've been watching this. Everyone that comes to be tested, they send away.
Or what of Fox News contributor Todd Starnes, who went to visit a hospital in Brooklyn, New York, where the mainstream media was reporting that hospitals were being turned into war zones? It has been said that a picture is worth 1,000 words. How much more a 3-minute video?
This is Todd Starnes, and this is here in my downtown Brooklyn neighborhood. You know, they've been telling us that the hospitals here in New York City have been turned into war zones. And I thought it would be good to get out today and to show you what's happening, at least in my neighborhood. This is outside of our hospital. Here in Brooklyn, this hospital serves thousands and thousands of people. Now, this is the line to get tested for the coronavirus right here. This is where the line starts. And folks, I'm here to tell you, at this very moment, not a single person is in line waiting to get tested. This is the emergency room. And you would expect, if you believe the mainstream media, that this emergency room would be overflowing with people. And as you can tell, there are no people here. So this is the hospital, so let's go around and let's see if there's anything happening at the front of the hospital. So this is the front of the hospital, and as you can see, there are not thousands of people trying to get into the hospital as the mainstream media has been telling us. And it seems to be fairly quiet out here for the time being. So I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, why is an entire city of 8 billion people on lockdown and there's nobody in line waiting to get tested? Why is that?
Do you remember that the Tanzanian president, John Magufuli, discusses with the people of his country the massive fraud taking place on a global scale with the coronavirus and its fraudulent testings? He said, "We took samples from goats. We took samples from sheeps. We took samples from pawpaws. We even took samples from car oil. And we took samples from other different things," he said. "And we took the samples to the laboratory without them knowing, and we even named all of the samples. Like the sample from the car oil, we called it Jebel Hamaza, 30 years old, male, and the result came back negative. When we took the sample from a jackfruit, durian, we named it Sarah Samuel, 45 years old, female. The result came back inconclusive. When we took the samples from pawpaw, we named it Elizabeth Anna, 26 years old. female, and the result came back positive that it had the coronavirus. That means, he said, the liquid from the pawpaw is positive. We took samples from a bird type called quail. The result came back positive. We took samples from a rabbit. The result came back indeterminate. Here we go. Roger Sherman, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, signer of the Constitution, stated, "I believe that there is only one living and true God, existing in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, that the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments are revelation from God, that God did send his own Son to become a man, die in the room and stead of sinners, and thus to lay a foundation for the offer of pardon and salvation to all mankind, so all may be saved who are willing to accept the gospel offer." Roger also stated that sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom that they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
Very recently,
you shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, you want a little interesting fact? Did you know that the British gave up their guns 30 years ago? Have you ever looked at the history of those that foolishly forfeit their Second Amendment? And in other countries, give up their guns, forfeit their guns. Have you ever seen the history? It doesn't fare very well in any sense of the word. In any sense of the word. The British gave up their guns 30 years ago today. Listen to this carefully. They gave their guns up 30 years ago today, America. This is how it works. Today they are being arrested for Facebook posts that don't line up with the dictator that disarmed them. You understand? It's all done by force. Ask any dictator, Mao Zedong. All political power comes from what? The end of a barrel. That's right. That's why they're going for your Second Amendment, people. Just wanted to share that with you. Folks, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. And if you want to call in at any time, I'd love to hear from you, pro or con. Stick to the topic, please. Or if you'd like to add to, take away Jude 3 and 4, you can do that as well. 281-845-4704. Again, 281-845-4704. And friends, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Just want to make clear, okay? Yeah, right. Okay, but it's true. Absolutely. We have the mind of Christ here. We hold to the word of God. Our conversation becometh the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what it's to become. And as I've said before, friends, not many times, but I'm going to tell you today, back in the 30s and 40s and 50s, radio was prominently Christian talk and Christian music, for those that didn't know. And that all changed in the 60s when the hippies got loose and they started to rest under their own condemnation and under their own demise, the scriptures, as to portray the Lord, the living God, as some, Santa Claus as one that just allows us to do whatever we want to do on our own terms, but yet we still have heaven as our end aim. And of course, we've been led to believe that heaven can't wait until we get there. No, no, that's not scripture at all. The very habitation of God is righteousness and judgment. Don't ever forget that. And remember John 7:24, we are to use righteous judgment. And if you keep in mind, Jesus came into the world as a judgment unto what? The prince of the power of the air. Folks, we have a version of Christianity that is not Christianity at all, and we better get it right. So anyways, with that, friends, I want to cover a couple things here that are very important. And what we're going to be segueing into today is they're selling this as food. Now, I've got a ton of audio videos for you concerning the foods that are being sold to us and how they're getting away with it, friends. It always comes back to the same answer. They're getting away with this the same way that they're getting away with anything else. The people are allowing them to do it. But I think you're going to be taken back concerning what it is that they're willfully putting in your food, cancer-causing elements, chemicals, folks, that you've never even heard of, artificial flavoring, natural flavoring matters not. That's just another way of them to go ahead and cover for what it is that they are putting in your food. And again, folks, we're going to be covering that in just a couple minutes. Before we do, I just wanted to show you we have a CIA asset here. His name is none other than Tucker Carlson. People should ask themselves the question, why is it that Tucker Carlson gets to ride the wave all the time? Why is he always the go-to guy, people? You ever ask yourself that question? Why is he the go-to guy? Because he's a CIA asset. Remember he got caught lying a couple times about not knowing about it, but yet he admitted it like a year before, and then a year later he said he didn't know that? Well, people put it together and saying and basically called him out for who he is, Luke 12:2, and said, listen, you've already told us you were a CIA asset. Now you're telling us you didn't know that? Come on, guys. That's why he's riding the wave, friends. He's a part of the Mockingbird Media. But in this particular case, what I'm going to highlight, it's important for you to know this because he's a little late on the catch up here. And I'm talking about what it is that he needs to catch up on. And what it is Tucker Carlson has now come out and claimed that Israeli intelligence agencies are exercising control over major pornography websites. Well, where have you been, Tucker? And folks, just think about it. They're the ones that oversee pornography worldwide. 97% of gay porn comes from Tel Aviv. Over here in America, guess who controls it? Rabbis in America. Like Pornhub, it's owned and operated under a rabbi. And you are led to believe by hirelings in the pulpit that somehow or another, they are God's chosen people. No, we're talking about the God from beneath, friends. The one that wants you to believe that he's in control, Isaiah 14:12, when in fact he's not. But what Tucker is saying here, friends, regardless if he's blurting the truth out in his confusion or not, he's absolutely right on this one. Pornography websites are controlled by Israeli intelligence agencies. Who runs Hollywood, friends? I've laid this to your candor before with a question mark. Who runs Hollywood? Zionists do. God's chosen, right? Who runs the networks? Zionists do. What is it that they promote, friends? How many times have I put in parallel their end aim is to demoralize the people because once the people are demoralized, they can control the people. That's what this is all about. So again, making reference to this, pornography websites are controlled by Israeli intelligence agencies. Absolutely they are. Anything that's aimed at our Christian, in our Christian heritage, in our U.S. Constitution, it's all coming from the same source. And they want you to believe they're the victims, and they want you to believe that they're God's chosen. Just the exact opposite, friends. Just the exact opposite. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back on the other side, and I want to give you just a quick download on what Zionism is and where it came from, because I've highlighted it before, but this is coming from somebody else. Regardless if you know who he is, regardless of what you think of him, pro, con, or indifferent, it matters not, because again, I've done my homework on this topic that he's going to highlight, and David Icke is going to give you a quick download as to those that are playing the chosen of God when in fact they are not. It's a political ideology, friends. It's a new name, it's a new mask, and folks, it's nothing new. They're just changing the names like they do everything else, friends, when they mean to attack. Friends, understand the modern-day Israel, friends, is not the Israel of God at all. just the exact opposite. Again, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. We're going to take a quick break and come right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Alan Keyes.
I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Henry Knox, Revolutionary War General and Secretary of War, he said, "First, I think it proper to express my unshaken opinion of the immorality of my soul or mind, and to dedicate and devote the same to the supreme head of the universe, to that great and tremendous Jehovah, who created the universal frame of nature, worlds, and systems, and number infinite. To this awfully sublime being do I resign my spirit with unlimited confidence of his mercy and protection." Some say, well, who's Henry Knox? Well, Henry Knox famously referred to the cannons that he transported from Fort Ticonderoga to Boston in the winter of 1775 to 1776 as his noble train of artillery. Henry actually transported 59 artillery pieces, roughly 60 tons of cannons and mortars, 300 miles from Fort Ticonderoga to Boston to break the British siege. The reason for all this? Henry said, "We are fighting for our country, for our posterity. On the success of this campaign, the happiness or misery of millions may depend." Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. We're going to be talking about, and they are selling this as food, in just a moment here. I'm going to go ahead and take Virginia from La Jolla, California. Wow. What a great place to be. I remember when I was in La Jolla, and I remember going down where all the sea lions would jump up on the shore and people were swimming round about. How close are you to that, ma'am? I'm curious.
About 2 miles.
Okay, gotcha. Boy, you could smell it from about 20 miles away, though, couldn't you?
Yes. I liked it before the seals.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, understood. Well, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Virginia?
I just think that we promised in 1776, those men in the last paragraph of the Declaration of Independence, they promised their sacred honor, their lives, and their wealth to, quote, "the supreme judge of the world to judge the rectitude of our intentions." They pledged to the Father, not to the Son. The Father is head of the kingdom. Our Savior is the Prince. And so we have to, it says in 2 Chronicles 7:16, he put his heart, his eyes, and his ears on the place, not where the temple is, but the place. So he could hear us if we wanted to bless him, to ask him back. And our Savior says in Matthew 23:35-37, that he won't return until we do that. In John 17, it's the Father that dictates that he was trying to please. And so he says, you know, Zephaniah and Ephesians, that, you know, the Savior received the people that the Father sent. We are in Jacob's trouble. Like in Jeremiah 30-33.
Yeah.
And so we're supposed
to go ahead, Virginia.
Go back. So we need to return. We need to ask him. We have to be gentlemen. It was a covenant we made in 1776. And he expects us to live up to the covenant. And that's why Revelation 11 is there. There has to be, if you look at Leviticus 16.
Yeah, Virginia, you're kind of taking me all across the boards here. I'm kind of chuckling here because I'm very happy that you're searching the scriptures. And you're absolutely right as to what you're saying concerning the covenant, which was established. As a matter of fact, did you know that in New York during that particular time, during Washington's inaugural address, did you know that he put his lips on Deuteronomy 28 and he kissed it, both the blessings and the cursings? At that particular time, it was the blessings and not the cursings. So again, Virginia, what you're saying is correct. And I know that we need to return unto him. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And that's why America's in trouble today, is because we've forgotten him.
Well, I'm sorry, but Leviticus 16:22 on talks about the other animal besides our Savior.
Okay, yeah. Ma'am, I got to go now. Okay, so now we're going to start talking about animals. I totally appreciate your time. Folks, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Thank you for the call, Virginia. We just got to kind of stay on the straight and narrow during the time that we have here. After all, it is the fastest hour on national radio. What I want to do is I want to jump over to speaking of Zionism and go over to David Icke again. Pro or con, indifferent, it matters not. What he's saying here is absolutely true. And I want you to get the truth of this, friends, because it's absolutely 100% true concerning what the government's trying to sell you right now. It's just not true.
Anti-Zionism is not anti-Semitism, not that anti-Semitism means what we think it does. Zionism is not about Jewish people. It is a political system, a political philosophy. At its core, it is a secret society putting its agents in places of power. How many people know this? How many Jewish people around the world are protesting, have organizations created to protest against Zionism? Zionism and Judaism are diametrically opposed. Zionism is state-organized terror. How many times do we see this in the newspapers? Never. End of Zionism equals peace. Israel, stop killing Palestinians. I am Jewish and I want that. We condemn any Zionist aggression against Iran. I thought every Jewish person in the world wanted to bomb Iran. That's what the media seem to give us an indication about. Demonization comes from Rothschild Zionism. Rothschild dynasty created Israel. It paid for the first people out of Europe to go and people Israel after the war. It paid for the building of the Knesset. It paid for the building of the Supreme Court building with all its Illuminati symbols all over it. And some of the people who've broken out of the family, I quote one of them in my book, have actually said, Israel is not the homeland of Jewish people. It is the fiefdom of the Rothschild dynasty. And Rothschild Zionism has been used via Israel to devastate, slaughter, torture an entire nation of human beings. while claiming to be against terrorism. This is the dictionary definition of genocide: the systematic and widespread extermination or attempted extermination of an entire national, racial, religious, or ethnic group. Never can what is happening in Palestine and Gaza have been described so accurately. More and more people killed through war, killed through bombing attacks, killed through shootings, killed through lack of food and adequate medical care. Gaza, the most crowded piece of land on earth, is little more, ironically, than a concentration camp. And the world looks on. This is 2000. We're in 2010 now.
He's showing
now.
The transition it's now of Palestine to
what was
Israel.
I saying? The systematic and widespread
modern
extermination or attempted extermination of an entire national, racial, religious, or ethnic group. And I say to these Rothschild Zionists, don't you bloody dare talk about racism of others when you are behind this. It's an elephant in the bloody living room.
Okay, so folks, what they're doing is they're selling you the opposite of what the truth is, like so many other things. That's why I continuously make reference to Isaiah 5:20. They put darkness for light for darkness, truth for a lie for the truth, bitter for sweet for bitter. The list goes on, okay? We got to pay attention concerning what it is that, listen, this just merely affirms why it is we don't believe the mainstream media, because these same Zionists are the ones that are controlling, folks, those dark forces to upend who we are, because they want an absolute control over the people. And they're doing that by playing the victims, by playing God's chosen. And again, folks, these are the ones that are revising and rewriting history as well, so that we might believe that they are, in fact, the victims, when we know in fact, friends, they are not. Speaking of Israel and segueing perfectly into what it is that we're talking about here, I want you to check this out, because you can't make this up. Did you know that in Israel right now, they're making the world's first lab-grown chocolate? No joke. Lab-grown.
Israeli biotech investment just launched its first batch of prototypes, 100% lab-made and pending FDA approval.
This Oreo is only 4% cocoa, and soon, even that'll disappear. Lab chocolate starts as a single cell scraped from one bean, dropped into a 1,000-liter tank, and drowned in growth hormone, until that cell clones into greasy biomass. That goop gets stamped into discs and filled with a cream that contains zero cream. It's palm grease bleached with activated clay, the same chemical used to refine
chemicals,
oil.
Chemicals, Lint chemicals. They're selling it for scrapping to be something that it is not.
Already stripped to 7%. Comment app to scan.
Okay, so folks, this is just the tip of the iceberg as to what we're going into next. But here it is, friends. How can you believe a government that would approve this stuff to sell itself, in this particular case, as a chocolate, when in fact it's chemicals? Here, I want you to listen to this politician really quick. Listen to this.
We lied about Iraq. We lied about Afghanistan. We lied about Somalia. We lied about Libya. We put more small arms.
I mean, folks, then he starts talking about how they are putting small arms into the hands of those that the media tells us are terrorist groups, when in fact they're the responsible party for doing it. And here you have a politician coming out and saying, we lied to the American people about this. We lied to the world about that. Okay, again, this is the same government that's getting approval from the FDA, now speaking of food, now speaking of the food that they sell to you, friends, as for example that I just played, that it's chocolate, when in fact it's not chocolate, it's lab-grown, and it's made all out of chemicals. Why the spike in cancer outside of the crisis, the said pandemic that they created, friends, which is a plandemic, Jeremiah 11:9, concerning the whole coronavirus nonsense? I mean, we know who's lying to us. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I just want to tell you, I have listened to some of the greatest speakers in American history. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism. If you feel like you need a shot of good old-fashioned patriotism today, get out and hear Bradley Dean. You won't hear a better speaker.
The second commandment in Exodus 20 tells us to beware of creating a god in our own image. A god, for example, all mercy, no justice, all love, no wrath, all grace, no judgment, all accepting, no rejecting, all heaven, no hell. Folks, this is not the God of the Bible.
Amen.
I speak to the Christians, food for thought. If you don't experience persecution, it may be because the world can't tell whose side you're on. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith, and it destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruptions, for the TV is with me. It's cable and it's remote control. They comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Okay, folks, here we go. We're going to just start burning rubber right now. Concerning what it is that the FDA has approved in your country. I want to make clear that you also understand, friends, that a lot of what has been approved in America, it's illegal for food makers or manufacturers in other countries to produce. So America, again, you can call me what you will. You can say whatever it is that you will concerning who I am. I want to tell you what my intent is. My intent is you need to wake up as to what's going on here, because this is, again, what your government is approving. If it's not chemicals being sprayed down on you, your water's being completely contaminated with fluoride. I mean, the list goes on. Plastic bottles, the residue from the plastic, which after a week of drinking out of a plastic bottle, it equivalates to what? That of a credit card that settles on your brain. Oh, folks, the list goes on. Now, I also want to say this. You know, it gets to the point where it's like enough is enough. I totally get that. But really, where the enough is enough comes And where we have to draw the line is the people that are approving this, to hold them accountable for their crimes like any other crime, number one. Number two, we have to start, producing our own food like we always have. Now, we also do know on this side of what I'm going to show you, friends, that the state governments are now starting to tell the farmers what it is that they can do and cannot do. And I'm certain that that's been going on for some time, but I'm talking about those that are producing their own meat, their own milk, their own eggs, gardens, the list goes on. They're trying to come in and impede the way of all of that by mandating that they knock it off and that they have to buy everything through their corporate buddies. And we've seen a little bit of that during the pandemic just most recently, where the, you know, the pandemic, remember just what, 4 or 5 years ago? Remember when they shut down all the little businesses and they drove all that traffic to their corporate buddies, where billionaires worldwide increased their value and their wealth to 27%? Yeah, people weren't paying attention to that, were they? I was. We were. And again, we don't need to go any further than that. We know that they're guilty, and we need to hold them accountable. And if we don't do that, this is what we're going to get, and we're going to get more of it. Listen to this.
People realize that there's 40,000 chemicals that the FDA allows us to have.
40,000 chemicals the FDA has approved to be put into your foods.
Our food. That's literally 80 pages full of food additives and chemicals. So I'm here.
Into your food. 80 pages worth of ingredients. Folks, you can't even pronounce these words. Even if you break them into 15 syllables, some of these words are like, where did you come up with this? I can tell you, they're sitting around a table mocking the people that they mean and intend to poison and to cause harm or death. And they make up these words because they know that the people are going to go along with it. I mean, ask the big pharmaceutical companies. Look at all these dangerous psychotropic drugs that they're selling to you and your kids today. Have you ever taken the time to turn the black box around and read what the side effects are? You know, you look at their commercials, case in point, in parallel to what we're talking about here. It's interesting. Pharmaceutical companies are just, what are they doing? They're dominating the airwaves now. In every commercial, you see two or three pharmaceutical companies talking about the drugs. And what do? They have actors up there with smiling faces, living their lives like they've never lived them before. And then for 10 seconds, they talk about how great their drug is. And then for 45 to 50 seconds after that, what do? They talk about the dangerous side effects of the drugs, but yet the people continuously buy it. And that's the problem I have with where America's at. Let's go to the next one now. This is an individual we're talking about. If you just joined us, friends, we're talking about, and they're selling this as food. There's nothing to do, folks. It has nothing to do with food. It's all manufactured. It's lab grown. It's chemical. They're contriving this, and then they're selling it outside of what it really is, and it causes great harm. This one I'm sure you're aware of, at least those that are paying attention, because we've heard these names before. We've heard of Bayer. We've heard of Monsanto. And folks, again, this is going on because the people allow them to do what it is that they're doing. That's the only reason they're getting away with it. But let's listen to this one.
Inside that building, Monsanto Bayer will be arguing for the right to poison us.
Monsanto Bayer will be arguing for the right to poison the American people. No joke. No joke.
And not be held accountable.
And not be held accountable. Now, folks, we've seen all of this through the said vaccines. See, so what happens once they see the people don't push back and they allow them to get away with it, like the 30 million people that have been just murdered by the death shot over the last 5 years. Remember, they gave them and they granted themselves certain rights to indemnify themselves against the people that they intend to harm or murder. Yeah, no, folks, that's not hypothetical. That's really what they did. And I've laid to your candor before, and I'm asking you the question, have you ever in your life seen anybody run a business where they're not liable for what it is that they're selling to a people? Then how is it that you just allowed your said representatives to do it over the last 5 years without consequence? That's why they do it. Now, what do we see? We see Bayer and Monsanto trying to do the same things as the big pharma companies did. Did they stop? Are they recanting? Are they recoiling? Are they being held accountable? Absolutely not. That's why they're going forward. If they feel your mush, say the communists, they say proceed. Listen to the rest of this.
Let me say that again. They want to give us cancer and get away with it. We are here to make sure that does not happen.
And we are not going to leave here quietly. You're going to hear from farmers, scientists, lawmakers, and health leaders from across the country. We have all come here to take a stand. We see exactly what's happening, and we're done pretending this is normal. And let's be very clear. You cannot claim to care about health while protecting poison. You cannot tell Americans to eat real food while protecting the cancer-causing chemicals sprayed on it. You cannot stand with families and side with one of the most evil corporations in the world.
Both of them.
Let's be honest.
Hey, folks, I just want to say this because I have been doing this for 30 years. And I'm talking about what I observe from people. And what I'm talking about is how they're highlighting the crimes of those that they tolerate. I just want you to all understand that in many ways, this is just another evil to merely highlight the crime without having to deal with it and to bring these people to justice. You already know the corporations do not have a right to poison people. You already know that. Okay, but you have the FDA and your said representatives selling their souls out, as I've said so many times, Luke 22:48, just like that of Judas, kissing the Son of Man, betraying him for 30 pieces of silver. That's what modern day politicians equivalent to, okay? And I'm saying this, that folks, they're approving these things that are murdering their own people. These are your representatives. You never delegated that authority to them. So here's the answer. And it was what Thomas Jefferson said. And regardless if you want to hear it or not, this is all you're going to hear. Everybody in this country is doing nothing more than complaining about what they tolerate. And here is the Lord's answer to all of it. And it's the very thing that the people don't want to put their hand to. It's called justice. It's called dealing with the wicked by the American people, the government, in order to establish and perfect our union. What are we supposed to do, Americans? Here's the answer. And it's interesting. It's not being talked about, but it's the very first thing our forefathers told us to do. What did they say? How do we perfect that union? Justice. Guess what's missing from all of these equations? Justice. You want to know who's protecting these big corporations, friends? Besides the politicians and these unconstitutional agencies? You want to know who's protecting them? Corrupt judges. Corrupt judges are. Again, Americans, I hope you all don't understand. I hope you all do understand that the Supreme Court, regardless from the top to the bottom, just like it talks about in Article 3, Section 1, that if they don't sit during good behavior, and yes, it applies to those 9 black-robed, unelected tyrants that are in Washington, D.C., and no, they are not the reference that we point to in law, friends, because what they're doing is they're making reference to administrative law. That is not the law that they're supposed to discover and apply, okay? But most judges apply to and they submit themselves as subordinates to what the Supreme Court says. No, that's not how it works. Look above the Supreme Court. Who do you see? Moses in the Ten Commandments. We make reference to God's law in condemning or justifying the innocent or the guilty, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. So all of this stuff that I'm highlighting here, I'm just once again making reference to the answer. The Bible is clear, Isaiah 26, verse 9, the second part of that scripture. It talks about when the judgments of the Lord are in the earth. The Bible says the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. It also talks about in Proverbs 21, verse 7, that without the people holding the corrupt accountable and bringing justice, the Bible says that you're destroying yourself. You're destroying yourself. You're doing this to yourself. In every single scenario, Americans, if you want the answer, the guilty have to be held accountable. Because I am so tired of these rallies that people, and I'm not saying that they're ineffective, but they're always talking around what it is that the Lord demands. Do you know that our government is established upon justice and judgment? Just ask James Madison. The end of our government is justice and judgment. Because without it, friends, guess what? We don't have freedom. And that's why the tyrants never make reference to the law. That's why they always talk about their policies, which undermine that law. And yet we have the conservatives and those that should know better. The law of truth should be in their mouth, Malachi 2:6, to bring these criminals to justice. That's my objective. Why? Because that's the Lord's answer to all of what we deal with in this country. We're going to take a quick break. 281-845-4704. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death."
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
Okay, boy, I get fired up on this stuff. I really honestly do. We're talking about, and they're selling this as food. That's what they're doing. Folks, listen to me. They're purposely and purposefully poisoning the American people. Do you understand? I'm telling you your resolve. The resolve is the Lord made it clear, and so did our forefathers. Judgment and justice. No more rallies. The American people, empty the stadiums, change your country. It'll only take you a short time. It's called obedience as unto the Lord. John 14:21, John 2:6, Matthew 5:17, Isaiah 42, 21. Psalm 40, verse 7. Hebrews 8, 10. Hebrews 10, 17. Folks, it's right in front of your face. Common sense comes into play. You know what's going on in the state of Minnesota? And I'm going to get to more of this. You know what's going on in the state of Minnesota? And I'm going to write an article about this. I'm going to have two said representatives up on the show tomorrow. But I want you to understand this, folks. There's a guy that was a passenger that happens to be one of the said representatives at the Capitol. And the guy that he wasn't driving. The guy that was driving was also a representative. Okay. And he was, I guess he had a little too much to drink. But what's happening is the left, which does not constitutionally exist, is putting him on the hot seat and grilling him as to be a irresponsible representative during a committee hearing. I want you to understand, folks, Tim Walz wasn't held accountable for fraud. He wasn't held accountable for treason. He wasn't held accountable for kidnapping. Oh, the list goes on and it goes on. He's under 60 open investigations on top of the fraud that he's been exposed for committing against the people in the state, not including Keith Ellison, not including Ilhan Omar, not including Frey, not including O'Hare from Minneapolis. They were all installed from different parts of the country. Not a one of them is being grilled. Not a one. Not a one. And I want you to remember something, friends. Every individual that grilled them, and I'm talking about Walz and Ellison, said that they, after $19 billion of fraud, it's upwards to $30 billion. What did they say? Every one of those appeasers, the good guys that are sold to you as the good guys, every single one of them said they're guilty, they need to be in handcuffs, they need to go to jail. One idiot said they need to resign. So I guess you can steal $30 billion from the taxpayers in the state of Minnesota. And I guess at the end of the day, that's all you have to worry about is resigning. Boy, no wonder why it's a lucrative business. They're not afraid of the consequence of breaking the law. And if they're not afraid of breaking the law, can you imagine what's going to come behind them? Can you imagine all the bad guys that you are encouraging to go ahead and do it even more so than the last one you let off? Answer it. They're grilling a guy because he was a passenger with another guy that had too much to drink, had nothing to do with him, but they're trying to make a spectacle out of him, which, by the way, it was stupid what he did. I'm not minimizing any of that. But do you see who you're allowing to control who we are as a people? They're straining at the gnat, and they're swallowing the big, big camel. But they're only doing what it is that you're letting them do, period, okay? I want to show you something. Well, Bradley, do you practice what you preach? Yep. Brand new billboard here in the state of Minnesota. We just posted it this morning. Minnesotans, it says, the corrupt must be brought to justice. The future of our state depends upon it. Proverbs 21, verse 7. Hundreds of thousands of people on top of radio will see that billboard eastbound on Highway 55 all day today, and then tomorrow, and then throughout the week, and then throughout the month, because people have no sense of justice anymore, and they're trying to figure out why they're losing their country. They don't know the law. They don't know the Ten Commandments. It's that simple. That's it, the moral law. So what do they complain about? Well, they just have another rally. They just talk about how this new corporation, the people worldwide have not known about Monsanto. They've known about Bayer. They've known how corrupt they are, what they're responsible for. But they allow them to remain because they allow the Judases in the halls of government and those that are sitting on the bench to protect them, to indemnify themselves concerning the crimes that they're guilty of against me and you. Okay, let's go to the next one. Let's go to the next one. Lab-grown chicken. This is all coming from yours truly. Bill Gates, the madman, the one that's working with the Chinese to steal up all the farmers' lands in North Dakota. The one I told you, if you don't hold him accountable, he's going to come at you again. Now he's predicting another plandemic. And guess what's going to happen? Just like I said yesterday, when it happens, the American people are going to throw their hands up in the air and see what everybody else is doing. Who do I follow now? Who do I follow instead of leading? Who do I follow now? A bunch of sheep being led to their own destruction because they fail to understand they're the ones that are supposed to lead as they follow Christ.
And it's already been served in restaurants. Mr. Beast just visited the company producing it, and the process is sparking national debate.
Hundreds of thousands of pounds of chicken meat without killing a single chicken.
This fake meat is fed 6 growth hormones linked to cancer, and this guy has no idea he's ordered it. It starts as needle scrapings, drowned in a pharmaceutical vat of testosterone, then molded with
They're vaccinating all
Europe.
Of your food.
Each bottle yields
They're putting
just
the mRNA in it.
Meat, so it's cut with 97% filler before it's sold at restaurants. Even regular chicken scanned antibiotic residue in half of samples. And next year, even that might be replaced. Comment.
Incredible. Incredible. I mean, you don't need any more information, friends, as I've said. What about apples? We want to know about our apples.
From the supermarket has been treated with a product called SmartFresh. First, they place the fruit in a hermetically sealed chamber. Then they drop the Zyklon B, SmartFresh, into some water to form a gas. And then they lock up the gas chamber nice and tight. They leave the fruit there for about 24 hours so that it can soak up all the
These
gas.
These are your
and
apples.
Voila, your fruit
your
has
apples.
Been contaminated. I mean SmartFresh. Now let's look at an apple that's been treated with SmartFresh and compare it to an apple that hasn't been treated with SmartFresh. This time-lapse video shows the changes over 3 months. As you can see, the SmartFresh apple hasn't changed a bit. Most people don't even realize that the fruit they buy at the grocery store can literally be a year old before it's actually
That's
sold,
a fact.
And you wouldn't know the difference. Let's see what the makers of SmartFresh have to say about their product. They say the active ingredient of SmartFresh is methylcyclopropene, or most people don't even realize that the fruit they buy at the grocery store can literally be a year old before it's actually
Just wanted
sold,
to re-emphasize
and you wouldn't
that.
Know the difference. They say the active ingredient of SmartFresh is methylcyclopropene, or MCP. They describe it as a simple hydrocarbon molecule. Examples of simple hydrocarbons are as follows: butane, propane, and even hexane. It turns
not a joke. That's what they're putting in your food, friends. And they got approval to do it. What about Taco Bell? Folks, I haven't eaten that garbage in 5 years. Listen to this.
Taco Bell's Crunchwrap Supreme contains aluminum, a metal linked to Alzheimer's disease. And one Crunchwrap exposes you to 26 times the flagged limit.
You're eating antibiotics.
So this is purpose, friends. This isn't happening by chance.
One Crunchwrap hits you with 1,200 milligrams of sodium, over half your daily limit. And the beef? Soaked in tetracycline to survive industrial filth, breeding superbugs before it's cut with fungal extract to mask cheap meat. The tortilla is worse. It's pulverized duck feathers puffed with aluminum phosphate, a neurotoxin that leaches heavy metals directly into the dough. Scanned oxidized oils.
So folks, again, this is what they're doing on purpose. What about crab? What about seafood? Did you know that the crab meat that they're creating now is fake in many cases?
Crab is sneaking into sushi. Major restaurants are facing heat for using imitation crab, an insect-dyed paste containing zero crab.
Every imitation crab is hit with 17 chemical fillers. That meat is barely fish. It's mechanically separated pollock slurry, rinsed into gel with leaching vats, then bonded with sodium tripolyphosphate, the same softener used in laundry detergent. That
in
pink color
laundry,
is painted.
Folks, he
70,000
said
crushed insects boiled in ammonia to extract the dye. Then
incredible. This is all purposed. What about Costco? We've been told about Costco being a better alternative. Folks, that's not the case neither. What we're finding, I'm going to go over this to this one real quick. Look at this one.
Single real blueberry. Food corporations decided that real...
There's not a single real blueberry found in Costco's blueberry bagels. They're fake.
Fruit was too expensive, so they engineered a 9-ingredient fake alternative.
Most people never realize they are eating simulated blueberries. They mix high fructose corn syrup, inflammatory hydrogenated oils, and petroleum-based blue dyes into little balls to trick your brain into thinking you are eating healthy antioxidants. We scanned dozens of everyday products with the Healthism app and flagged hundreds of cancer-linked carcinogens.
Hidden. So, cancer-linked carcinogens. Okay. What about McDonald's? Here, let's just finish this off, folks. Look at this. Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and refresh this guy. Talk to you guys at 1 to 3 Central Standard Time, talking to my affiliates, and I will talk to you then. Love you by what we do. See ya. Okay, for some reason, folks, this one, isn't that interesting? This one doesn't want to play at all. I really sincerely do believe that they're monitoring these, and McDonald's probably pays to basically suppress or to silence them. Yeah, it's not letting me play them, friends. I'll just tell you what it says. A fries in Europe, in the American version, they're loaded with dimethicanol, okay? And then he goes on, and then he starts using all these other names. And remember the documentary that came out, Super Size Me? This was in the end of the 90s, maybe early 2000s. Well, folks, we've known about McDonald's for a long time. We know that their little chicken nuggets, it's made out of a powder source. And you got to understand something as well, folks. I could pull up a map, but for the sake of time, I'm not going to do that. You're going to have to take me at my word. You have to understand that all the corporations concerning all these fast food restaurants, they're all owned and operated by the same companies. Okay, and the same distributors are the ones like I said before, like if it's an Italian restaurant, they're poisoning those foods. If you go over to a McDonald's, a hamburger joint, they're poisoning those foods. If you go over to a barbecue joint, it's the same thing. If they're owned under that umbrella of the same corporations, you got to know that they're poisoning your food. And again, I just want to reiterate this because one of the things that I noticed, and for those that are with me right now, during the duration of the last hour, we're off national radio right now. But I want you to know that when I started talking about the responsibility of the people, because we have enough information concerning their crimes of poisoning our foods and how they're adding 40,000 chemicals, cancer-causing chemicals in our food, that doesn't sound like that. That's just happening by chance. That's purpose. Then what I did is I asked the question, well, how are they getting away with this? Well, they're getting away with it the same way they get away with anything else, friends. They must be brought to justice because it's not just the said representatives. It's also the judges. In these corporations, they have to be held accountable for what it is that they're doing. But there's no question. This is all purposed. And we have to come to terms with the fact that they're not going to reform themselves, friends. We have to, as a people, establish what our forefathers established in saying we're not doing that anymore. We're not gonna tolerate that anymore. We're gonna bring you to justice. And that's the first prerequisite given unto us by our forefathers in the preamble of the US Constitution. And it's the very heart of God, Jeremiah 9:24. And if we don't want to see it for what it is, you better understand that without justice, guess what's gonna happen? We're gonna lose everything. And I also wanna make clear as to making my point here before I end the show, that when I was talking about the people being responsible, rather than having all these rallies, and they need to empty these stadiums to correct their government and to hold them accountable for their crimes, I started watching all these numbers just drop. Americans, this is why you're being destroyed. It's exactly why you're being destroyed, because you're letting the corrupt be the corrupt without being held accountable. And we have to hold them accountable. Because there's no other way out of this. If we're going to survive, the future of our country depends upon the American people being the government that God has called them to be and doing what it is that he called them to do. Remember when he said, keep my commandments, keep my judgments, keep my statutes. And the statutes were given for the very purpose. He gave us instruction as to how to deal with what particular crime was committed. And you can rest assured, friends, and I don't know if people know this or not, but I'm going to tell you this. Did you know that in the Bible, you're not going to find the Lord establishing prisons? There was a ward where people were held over for one day, and justice would come quickly. And the way that you see what you call justice today, according to the Word of God, in contrast to the Word of God, God's statutes, I'll tell you what, teach men to fear to commit the crime because there's a consequence. Man's commandments make void God's commandments. And what do they do? And Jesus told us to beware of that in Mark 7. What do they do? They teach you to be soft on crime to the point where there's no more justice. And when that happens, friends, guess what? You become enslaved. And now you become a target by these big food corporations that are literally poisoning their food. And they're, in many cases, if you're just joining us again, remember, many of these foods that are being sold to you, friends, they're lab grown. It's not even what it is that they're selling you. And we're finding out a small, small percentage of the actual ingredient as to what they're selling it as is in there. And they're also speculating that within a year, it's not going to be there at all. So again, what you're being sold at the food market today is outlawed in over 30 countries, Americans. Okay? And don't suggest to me that we have to sit and have a rally. Nope. Whoever's responsible for this, the corporations, the FDA, the said representatives, the corrupt judges that are protecting them, they need to be held accountable. For without it, we're going to lose it. I know we had a couple phone calls up there. I'm sorry I didn't take them. I needed to really kind of dive into the topic today. And I thought I would just share with the people what I'm seeing online right now, because there is reel after reel after reel after reel concerning the foods that are being poisoned on purpose by corporations. And it's not just a little here and a little there, friends. For the majority of it, even natural foods and healthy foods that are being sold to us, folks, they're not what they pretend to be. And again, we need to get to the bottom of this so we're eating healthy. But it first starts with repentance before God, because, friends, this is a judgment upon a disobedient nation. Love you by what we do. I'll talk to you at 1 o'clock tomorrow, Central Standard Time, from 1 to 3. I'm going to have a couple reps on. We're going to be talking about some of the stuff that we're talking about now. But really, what it comes down to, friends, is just letting them highlight what's going on in the state capitol so we, the people, can rally around the law, our said representatives, and bring justice where it needs to be brought. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3.